I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is The King's Men, a wank fantasy that might be the opposite of a breeding kink. I don't know, let me know in the comments. Before we begin, note that this story features aggression, brutality, and sex that can best be described as only very dubiously consensual. In my head, when I wank to it, it's a rape fantasy. Here, I've tried to subtly weave in a bit more consent than I usually would when I'm masturbating. And I also want to flag that while these things are extremely fun and sexy, in my opinion, to enjoy in my mind, you obviously shouldn't rape anyone in real life. If you don't understand that, or you just know that these types of fantasy aren't for you, please do skip this story. After the hunt, they descend upon the tavern. We've had lords in here before, and we're used to minor royalty. But in the 3 decades since my father took ownership from his father, we've never welcomed His Majesty himself. The hunt was extremely successful, and the king and his men burst through the doors, nearly tearing them off in their high spirits. I, like the other staff, tremble and avert my eyes from his imperious gaze. I busy myself collecting glasses, wiping the table, sweeping the floor, trying in vain to make this grubby little establishment seem fit for royalty. "Drinks!" the king roars and slams his fist on the largest of the tables. His men gather around him and cheer, passing round mugs of ale which they quaff in just a few gulps before shouting for more. The king declares it piss and hurls his mug to the ground, demands bread and meat and wine. Hunting is hungry, thirsty work, and we know by reputation that this is a man of great appetite. Shaking with nerves, I start edging backwards into the corner by the door, hoping I can avoid notice until I've had time to slip outside and into the fresh air. The sound of their raucous singing sets my nerves on edge, like the noise of the hunt horn must panic nearby prey, and I'm desperate to leave lest I get caught. Too late, though. Far too late. "Bring me a woman, too," the king demands, his bold eyes scanning the room for the most likely specimen. "Ugh," he continues, "slim pickings here." Then he points at me with one thick finger and declares, "Her, she'll do." The owner of the tavern swallows his shock, puts a lid on his outrage, and dips a bow. "Yes, Your Majesty." I look at him and consider shaking my head, running away, but I know it's no good. Besides, if the king wishes to use me, then there could be a great honour 9 months in my future. The act itself, the casual brutality of it, will disgust me, but perhaps it's worth enduring for the priceless reward it could bring. The bastard child of a king is still, after all, royal blood, and a son by this grotesque, entitled, red-faced man would be worth more than a tavern full of gold. When one of the king's men steps forward to claim me, I comply, feigning just a hint of resistance and struggle as he drags me to the table and pushes me down. The king is a huntsman, after all. He won't want to catch his prey too easily. But broadly, I go where I'm dragged. I struggle a bit as I'm bent over the table, but there are multiple pairs of hands pinning me down. Some take my wrists and arms, others pin my shoulders. One man puts what feels like his full weight on the small of my back. I realise I'm conquered. I knew it already. I relent, of course. The king does not speak to me as he uses me. Instead, he speaks to the men who surround him, the ones who whoop and cheer and urge him on, He tells them, "That's what I need after a hard day's ride." And, "Lift up her head, tear her bodice, let me see those tits." To the tavern owner, "She's a credit to you," as he grunts and slams it home. Sometimes he seems mesmerised by what he's doing, staring down at the pinkness of my cunt where the flesh is being split by his rigid, imperious cock. Other times it's like he's performing, ramming into me with such power that I have to bite my lip to keep from squealing. It's like he wants to show his men how best to break me in. The men around him urge him onwards. Harder, faster, more. Do it. Go on. Fuck her. Use her up. They begin a chant in time to his thrusts, banging on the table with bare fists and mugs that splash ale onto my skin and in my hair. Chanting, cheering, thumping on the wood, until I can no longer determine where each man sits and who is beside me and why I am here. It's a cacophony of noise and brutality and confusion. The only constant thing is the smart, rhythmic thrusting of the king as he uses my cunt like I'm nothing. I wince and grimace, but I bear it. Focus on the chance at a pregnancy, a brand new life. Respect and money and titles and the safety that comes when you're consort to the king. He's nearly there now, I can feel it. One or two more strokes of his cock and he doesn't just squirt, but he pours cum inside me. What feels like pints and pints of the stuff. Thudding deep and powerful, filling my cunt so well that when he withdraws, it starts to spill out and down my thighs. A breath, a beat, what feels to me like the end. I let out a long sigh and realise I've been holding my breath for far too long. I'm lightheaded, weak. "Now," says the king, wiping his cock on the tatters that once were my skirt. "Let's make sure no bastard will come of it." And to my horror, I hear the other men start to unlace breeches and slide their erections out. I feel someone new pressing against my cunt from where the king's seed runs, still warm, down my slit. "Your turn," he tells his men. "Fill her up. Rinse her out." As the first man dumps his load inside me, the king cheers in approval, slapping the man on the back as he shudders in release. "Fuck every last drop of my own cum out of her," orders the regent, like he's directing the hounds in the hunt. And like all good hunting dogs, they do as they are bid. As a pack, they tear me apart. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn or come help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet. I'm going to add a little note to the end of this one. I have filled this story out with quite a lot in the writing. Usually it's just a tiny bit of backstory with flashes of the fucks from later on. But I felt when I wrote it, it warranted a bit more work when I translate it from wank to website. If you like this sort of thing, there is another story which will come later in this series, which plays out in a very similar way. But that one's set in a bar with a gang of bikers and a waitress. Less breeding, more getting fucked on a pool table. You get the idea though. Please don't moan that I didn't write the ending in detail. There'll be gangbangs later in this series. I promise.